This is Omar Musni with UN News. Just over a quarter of people trafficked worldwide are children, according to latest figures from the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. Marking the 2018 World Day Against Trafficking in Persons this Monday, the UN Drugs and Crime Fighting Agency, UNODC, is highlighting the urgency of acting as soon as possible to prevent a crime that claims more than 20,000 identified victims each year, a number that represents the tip of the iceberg, with many still unaccounted for. Fabrizio Sarica, a UNODC research expert on human trafficking, has been speaking to Michelle Kusuma, who asked him how this year's campaign addresses current challenges in child trafficking prevention.
The theme is on child trafficking. So we wanted to give a specific focus to this aspect of trafficking in persons and to shed a light to this form of trafficking. According to our research, and this is the global report on trafficking in persons that we publish every 2 years, child trafficking accounts for 30% of the entire trafficking population. One victim on three victims of trafficking persons is a child. And this is the global picture. We know that in some parts of the world, actually, trafficking in children accounts for the majority of the victims of trafficking persons.
What are some of the most challenging issues to combat trafficking of children and young people? And what are some of your grave concerns as well?
It's really difficult to spot one challenge to combat trafficking in persons because actually there are many. I would say from the criminal justice angle, it's clear that trafficking in persons is very often is not a criminal priority for national authorities. So not enough fundings are given to national institutions that are set to combat trafficking in persons in general and specifically child trafficking. And this is from the institutional point of view. There is another angle that is phenomenon itself. Very often victims of trafficking, and this is even more true for minors, for children, they are not aware of being trafficking victims.
How about migrant children who are traveling? Are they especially vulnerable?
Migrants in general, especially refugees, are of course in a situation that is exploited by traffickers. And as a consequence, traffickers take advantage of this increasing number of unaccompanied minors all over the world that are in a situation of economic needs because sometimes they have to repay the fees their families paid to migrate. And under this sort of pressure, they are accepting the working situation that easily turn into exploitative situations.
Today, more and more young people are actively engaging in the internet and social media, while these tools have made it possible for people from every corner of the world to connect in unprecedented scale, it also become increasingly misused to target young people, including trafficking. How can we safeguard against this?
Indeed, this is happening, and we clearly see how social media and the internet is used to recruit, to deceive victims, and then turn this into a trafficking situation. I think this is a new challenge. We need to find new ways, for instance, cooperation with the private sector in order to prevent these forms of recruitment. And education, information is needed. It's needed for kids, for teachers, for parents.
How does the UN Trafficking in Person Protocol works to aid government to combat trafficking practice? How many governments are participating in this protocol?
The trafficking protocol is a wonderful tool for the cooperation, national institutions to combat trafficking persons. Constantly, we have national investigators from different countries that are cooperating, working together in order to prosecute traffickers and to protect victims. And this is only possible through the only instrument that is available today to combat trafficking persons, which is the United Nations Trafficking Persons Protocol. It also creates new rights for victims of trafficking to be assisted by the national institutions, to recover from the victimization, to be given also assistance and protection. more than 90% of the countries around the world have actually implement the protocol, because they have a national legislation that is drafted on the basis of the protocol. So it's not only the ratification, the participation to the UN protocol, but it's really to integrate the protocol into the national legislation. This is even more important than ratifying the protocol. And we know that more than 90% of the countries around the world have this. It is imperative to act as soon as possible. Trafficking persons must turn into a priority for everyone.